August 9th, Blessed Frederick Jansoon, Confessor, First Order. Frederick Jansoon was born of Flemish parents at Gilvaday in the Diocese of Cambrai, France, the ninth and youngest child of the family. As a boy, he loved to frequent the parish church and was often discovered in quiet corners of the farm without book or beads, but with his hands and eyes raised to heaven. At 10 years, he lost his father by death. He entered college later, but further misfortune struck the family, and it fell to his lot to be the breadwinner. His pious mother, however, perceived the call to the priesthood in her son and offered herself a victim to obtain the religious vocation of her four surviving children. Her oblation was accepted. On June 26, 1864, Frederick received the Franciscan habit at Amiens. He was especially favored in having as his novice master Father Leo de Clary, whose ambition was to make saints of his novices. He was ordained to the priesthood in 1870. The Franco-Prussian War was on, and immediately after ordination, Father Frederick was made military chaplain at a local hospital. Following the war, he was made submaster of novices, then superior of the Bordeaux convent, and editor of the Franciscan Review. Like so many other sons of St. Francis, Father Frederick inherited special affection for the Holy Land. He had frequently expressed his desire for the foreign missions, especially in the Holy Land, but it was not until 1876 that his superiors permitted him to go. Without revisiting his family, he set out for Marseille after a fervent visit to the Notre Dame de la Garde, a sanctuary overlooking the magnificent harbor where 10 years previously his eldest brother had set sail for India in quest of souls. In the Holy Land, Frederick was assigned to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which has been entrusted to the Friars Minor ever since 1342. In the midst of a series of retreats in Egypt, he was brought to death's door by a fever, but God, who had still other work for his faithful servant to do, restored his health. In less than 2 years, Father Frederick was unanimously elected Vicar Custodian of the Holy Places, which office he filled during 2 terms of 6 years each. During this period, he was constantly busy with such activities as giving retreats and missions and conducting pilgrimages. He was ever the same ardent preacher, the man of intense interior life, the guide whose special interest was the individual soul of the pilgrim. Difficulties arose. Revolutions were sweeping across the world during the second half of the 19th century. Alms to the Holy Land were so meager that it became impossible to meet the most necessary expenses. Palestine itself suffered a disastrous drought, followed by a winter of unexplained cold. So Father Frederick offered himself for the thankless task of alms collector abroad. Efforts to obtain help in Paris proved futile, and the French government was at that time expelling the religious. But a providential meeting with a priest from Quebec resulted in an order from his superiors to leave for Canada, to establish a Holy Land commissariat, and to act as special visitor of Third Order fraternities there. Father Frederick was graciously received in Canada. He set out at once to make the canonical visitation of the fraternities. Busy as he was, he compiled a manual for the Third Order and contributed articles to magazines. But again, he was struck down by severe illness, and again, God intervened. During his convalescence, he was recalled to Jerusalem, where he filled out his second term as vicar custodian in the same heroic spirit with which he had labored in Canada. While the purpose of his first visit in 1881 had been to establish a commissariat of the Holy Land in Canada, it was not until his return there in 1888 that the project could be carried out. To the Bishop of Trois-Rivières goes the credit of establishing the commissariat and thereby automatically effecting the return of the Franciscans to the land they had been the first to evangelize in 1615. Father Frederick remained commissary until his death, winning the title of Apostle of the Holy Land. For many years, Father Frederick had been suffering from cancer of the stomach. Although ignorant of the true nature of his pain, he at times suffered veritable martyrdom. Once the attack had passed off, he would set to work again as if in perfect health. Pure love of God and of neighbor alone could inspire such constant abnegation. It was on his return from a 3 days pilgrimage, during which he had given himself heart and soul to his people, that his worn-out body finally broke down in June 1916. There followed 50 days of acute suffering and gentle patience. Further anguish was reserved for this humble soul in the form of fear of judgment. He who had so chastened his will and body out of love for God now fought the last combat with the evil one. But several days before the end, the blessed peace of Jesus Christ flooded his soul. In the afternoon of the Feast of St. Dominic, August 4th, 1916, with a number of his brother Franciscans praying at his bedside, the dying Father Frederick rallied all his remaining strength to say, "Amen, come Lord Jesus, come." After a few moments of rapt contemplation, his eyes fixed on his crucifix, his dearly loved rosary in his stiffening fingers, this noble apostle gave up his soul. He lies entombed in the convent chapel at Trois-Rivières. Any day, people may be seen kneeling there to beg the prayers of the compassionate Father, who, while on earth, never turned a deaf ear to suffering or request. Miracles ascribed to his prayers soon led to the introduction of his cause in Rome. His writings have been approved, and he was beatified in 1988. On zeal for the holy places in Jerusalem. We read in the Psalms, "The zeal of thy house has eaten me up," Psalm 68. How aptly this text applies to good Father Frederick, who consecrated his life and all his energy to the interests of the Holy Land by preserving the Catholic claims there, as well as arousing the interest of the faithful to provide for the upkeep of the places sanctified by our Lord's life and death. What is our knowledge of the needs of the Holy Land? Have we endeavored to understand the great mission of preserving the holy shrines and keeping alive the faith in those places? What is our zeal for the house of the Lord? Every country prides itself on preserving the scenes, the homes, and belongings of its heroes. It delights in pointing them out to visitors. But can any of the world's great men measure up with the greatest of men, the God-man, who is not the hero of one particular race or nation, but who came to redeem all nations? How fitting that concentrated efforts be made to restore and preserve the places hallowed by his life and death. How deserving of admiration and praise are the sacrifices made by the sons of Saint Francis to keep them from desecration and to inspire the faithful with renewed reverence for them. The history of the Crusades is the story of the faith of great men who gladly gave fortune and life itself to the aid of the Holy Land. If the day of the sword has passed and an era of more peaceful effort has been ushered in, that does not make the work of this mission less important than in the days of Godfrey of Bouillon, Richard the Lionhearted, and their fellow crusaders. The shrines must still be cared for, pilgrims harbored, the poor and the orphans provided for. We can become crusaders and aid in the welfare and service of the sacred places. We can pray for those who have undertaken this noble work, that they may continue in the path of their predecessors who endured hardship and even death to keep the shrines in the possession of the Catholic Church. We can aid materially, at least by contributing generously. If we have had little interest in this great project in the past, let the acquaintance we have with good Father Frederick rouse our zeal for the future. Prayer of the Church. O God, who by the precious blood of thine only begotten Son was pleased to hallow the standard of the cross, whereby we are quickened, grant, we beseech thee, that they who rejoice in honoring that same holy cross may likewise everywhere rejoice in thy protection. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed Frederick Jansoon, pray for us. Thank you.